I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who lived to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you, too, as well.
All right, so the vote is about to happen.
The vote is underway.
It's underway.
There's 8.5 minutes left, and so far one Republican has voted no. And just a second ago, it flashed up there. I think somebody screwed up and hit no and then changed their vote very quickly to yes. So right now, there's only one nay vote. And if I think my math is correct, they can only afford three defections.
Yeah.
And that's if everybody votes, I think. So in another 8 minutes, voting will be over. I don't think there's any reason to think it's not going to pass. But, well, there it is.
Well, do you want to take that live when we get close to the end?
Yeah.
I mean, eight minutes of that could be kind of boring. Is there a way to go to that live?
I'm going live to it right now. You can see it's very quiet. The microphones in the House chamber are not close to where people are talking. I mean, you can see everybody's milling around on the floor. Some faces you recognize. There's Steve Scalise. Let's see. There's Jared from New York, the Moskowitz guy. A couple other faces you may recognize down there. There's Marjorie Taylor Greene. This is all we get. It's this until somebody bangs on the gavel or comes up to a microphone. You can just kind of barely hear in the background.
Yeah. Steve Scalise was supposed to be live in the studio with me at 3 o'clock on Monday, but because of this big, not so beautiful bill being delayed, he was not able to be here. Obviously, he's there, but he apologized and said that he's going to reschedule. So as soon as he can reschedule, as soon as he gets to town, we will have Steve Scalise in our studio for an honest and what I think is going to be a great conversation. So I'm looking forward to that.
I did, while we're kind of waiting for the vote to finish, my mother emailed me something that she got delivered to her today. My mom was a pediatric nurse for like 40 years, so healthcare is very close to her. Even now in retirement, she really keeps in touch with issues of healthcare and hospitals. There is a list of 32 hospitals, most of Louisiana's rural hospitals, that are at high risk of closing if this bill passes and these cuts happen. The Shepps Center, which is a think tank in North Carolina, I think affiliated with UNC, identified which rural hospitals are at greatest risk of closing by looking at three factors. Factor number one is whether or not that hospital has been unprofitable for 3 years in a row. Number two, whether it serves a disproportionately high share of Medicaid patients. And number three, whether or not it is a high risk of financial distress compared to other hospitals. There are 32 rural Louisiana hospitals that meet at least one of those conditions and as such are at an elevated risk of closing. There's only one that meets two of those conditions, which means that it is probably quite cooked. That's going to be Lally Kemp Regional Medical in Independence. But otherwise, there's a list here of 32 Louisiana rural hospitals that are going to be in serious financial trouble if those Medicaid dollars do not get delivered, because the health care still happens, right? I mean, that's the thing to remember about these Medicaid cuts, is just because the federal government isn't disbursing that money doesn't mean that doctors aren't treating those patients. It just means that the hospitals don't get paid. Hospitals are required by law to treat people for, you know, whatever conditions they come in for.
But if the hospitals close because they're not profitable, I mean, of course there are going to be some rural hospitals that might not be profitable, but they still have to serve the Americans who live in those rural areas.
That's
and
right.
A lot of Trump supporters live in rural areas in America. So a lot of Trump supporters are going to get screwed over this big, not so beautiful bill. So are they talking about closing those hospitals that are not profitable?
I mean, I think you can run a hospital and have it not be profitable for a while. I don't really know how long you can get away with that for. That's a little bit outside what I understand. Newell would be really good at this. But I mean, it's certainly true. If any significant portion of these Medicaid dollars don't make it to those hospitals, but those patients are still receiving treatment there. I mean, how long can that go on for?
Well, how long will the doctors stay there? I mean, they're going to go somewhere else where they're going to get paid.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's correct.
So then, so over time, essentially, you have nothing in terms of healthcare in those areas, and people may have to drive distances to where they die on their way to get treatment.
That is certainly true. It is also true that in many cases, these rural hospitals are the largest employer in those towns or in those parishes. And when those hospitals close, it's not just the healthcare that goes away. It's the jobs. It's the doctor jobs. It's the administrative staff job. It's nurses. It's, you know, food. It's transportation. It's custodial jobs. I mean, if 32 rural Louisiana hospitals close, everyone is going to feel the pinch on that.
And let's also point out that this is happening to make sure that the richest people in America get tax benefits.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this is happening. So things are being taken away from the least to give to the most. And boy, there's that part of the Bible where, you know, that doesn't jive with the Bible. So, you know, it's kind of hard to think that some of these people are true Christians. It's kind of hard to believe that Donald Trump himself is a true Christian. Not that anybody ever thought he was in the first place, but, you know, this makes it even more difficult to think this. Although there was a meeting at the White House with all those people yesterday, meeting at the White House, and apparently Donald Trump was not really that aware of the severity of the Medicaid cuts.
Yeah.
So he's promoting this bill, and he doesn't even know about the Medicaid cuts. This is absolutely pathetic. I mean, there's no spin. There's no spin on this. There's no spin that, you know, the right can say, well, he didn't know, and here's the reason. No, he had to know. He should have known, but he didn't know. And he doesn't care. This is about helping the people at the top. And I am far from a liberal when it comes to, you know, bashing capitalism or the free enterprise system. I'm not. I'm all for the free enterprise system and capitalism. I don't like the greed and the impact that has on all of us. But, you know, we should not do what we can for the richest. I mean, but these are Trump's people. These are Trump's people. And these are the people that he wants to impress. And I guess he feels like he already impresses the lowlife across America. But the lowlife is going to be mostly affected by this. And there are going to be Trump supporters in rural America, if this all turns out the way it looks like it's going to turn out, who are going to be rejected or not even get to a hospital because of this big, not-so-beautiful bill.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who live to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.